listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 223, covering week 32, August 9th to 15th, 2021. The Latte Dock 0.10 panel has been released, offering an elegant and simple solution for managing tasks and plasmoids. Latte is built on top of KDE Frameworks and the Qt library. Integration with KDE Plasma Desktop is supported. The project code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. Nmap 7.92 Network Security Scanner is available, designed to audit networks and identify active network services. The new release resolves the Fedora project's comments regarding incompatibility with the open-source NPSL, GPL v2-based license under which Nmap code is distributed. They presented recommendations for using the OEM licensing program and the possibility of buying a commercial license if the manufacturer does not want to open the code of his product in accordance with the requirements of the copyleft license or intends to integrate Nmap into products incompatible with the GPL. Bottle Rocket 1.2.0 is now available, which is a distribution developed with the participation of Amazon to efficiently and safely run isolated containers. The toolkit and control components are written in Rust and are distributed under the MIT and Apache 2.0 licenses. Bottle Rocket will run on Amazon ECS, VMware, and AWS EKS Kubernetes clusters, as well as custom builds and revisions that allow for a variety of container orchestration and runtime tools. The distribution provides an automatically updated indivisible system image that includes the Linux kernel and a minimal system environment. The environment uses systemd, glibc library, buildroot build toolkit, grub bootloader, wicked network configurator, runtime for isolated containerd containers, Kubernetes Container Orchestration Framework, AWS IAM Authenticator, and Amazon ECS Agent. Most of the system components are written in Rust. GNU-NET 0.15 framework is released, designed for building secure decentralized P2P networks. Networks created using GNU-NET will not have a single point of failure and are able to guarantee the privacy of users, excluding possible abuse by special services and administrators who have access to network nodes. GNU-NET supports the creation of P2P networks over TCP, UDP, HTTP, HTTPS, Bluetooth, and WLAN, and can work in F2F, friend-to-friend mode. NAT traversal is supported, including using UPnP and ICMP. A distributed hash table, DHT, can be used to address data allocation. Means for deploying mesh networks are provided. To selectively grant and revoke access rights, a decentralized exchange of identification attributes, Reclaim ID, is used using GNS, GNU Name System, and attribute-based encryption. ZeroAD has released the 25th alpha of their free game, a real-time strategy game with high-quality 3D graphics and gameplay very similar to the games in the Age of Empires series. The assembly of the game is available for Ubuntu, Gentoo, Debian, OpenSUSE, Fedora, and Arch Linux, as well as FreeBSD, OpenBSD, macOS, and Windows. The current version supports network play and single-player game with bots on pre-modeled or dynamically created maps. The game spans over 10 civilizations ranging from 500 BC to 500 AD. Non-code-related components of the game, such as graphics and sound, are licensed under a Creative Commons BY-SA license for modification and use in commercial products, provided that derivative works are credited and redistributed under a similar license. The game engine has about 150,000 lines of code in C++. Specialized distribution kit Tails 4.21, based on the Debian package base and designed to provide anonymous access to the network, has been released. Anonymous logging into Tails is provided by the Tor system. All connections except for traffic through the Tor network are blocked by the packet filter by default. Encryption is used to store user data in the mode of saving user data between runs. A 1 GB ISO image is ready for downloading, capable of working in live mode. The installer has solved the problem with permanent data deletion when the cancel button is selected during manual update of the distribution kit. A new version of the Tor browser 10.5.4 was released and is included, focused on ensuring anonymity, security, and privacy. The release is synchronized with the Firefox 78.13.0 ESR codebase, which has fixed 10 vulnerabilities. Elementary OS 6, positioned as a fast, open, and privacy-friendly alternative to Windows and Mac OS, has been released. The main focus of the project is on quality design, aimed at creating an easy-to-use system that consumes minimal resources and provides a fast startup speed. Bootable ISO images are ready for downloading, available for the AMD 64 architecture. While it appears to the casual viewer that the developers charge for this system, if you enter a zero in the donation amount field, you will be able to download it. Elementary OS uses GTK 3, Vala language, and Granite's own framework to develop all original modules, while Elementary OS 6 is compatible with Ubuntu 20.04 at the package level and repository support. The graphical environment is based on the proprietary Pantheon shell, which combines such components as the Gala Window Manager based on libmutter, the Wing Panel top panel, the Slingshot launcher, the Switchboard control panel, the Plank lower taskbar, which is the Docky panel rewritten in Vala, and the Session Manager Pantheon greeter based on LightDM. AltP10, a new stable branch of repositories for Alt Linux, is based on a repository of free software Sisyphus. The platform is designed to develop, test, distribute, update, and support complex solutions of all levels, from embedded devices to enterprise servers and data centers, created and developed by the Alt Linux team, supported by the Basalt SPO company. Thunderbird 91 email client, developed by the community and based on Mozilla technologies, is out. The new release is categorized as a long-term support version, updates for which are released throughout the year. Thunderbird 91 is based on the ESR codebase for Firefox 91. The release is available for direct download only. Automatic updates from previous releases to version 91.0 will not be generated until version 91.2. Corrective updates have been generated for all supported PostgreSQL branches, including versions 13.4, 12.8, 11.13, 10.18, and 9.6.23. The new versions offer 75 fixes and fix the CVE-2021-3677 vulnerability, which allows reading the memory of a server process through a specially crafted request in branches 11, 12, and 13. Known attack variants do not affect configurations with the max worker processes equals zero setting. KDE Project introduced the August Cumulative Update of Applications 21.08. The KDE Consolidated Application Kit has been published since April under the name KDE Gear, rather than KDE Apps or KDE Applications. This update contains a total of 226 programs, libraries, and plugins. Information on which live assemblies have new releases can be found at the link in the show notes. Debian GNU Herd 2021, which combines the Debian software environment with the GNU Herd kernel, has been released. The Debian GNU Herd repository contains approximately 70% of the total Debian archive size, including ported Firefox and XFCE. Debian GNU Herd remains the only actively developed Debian platform based on a non-Linux kernel. The GNU Herd platform is not one of the officially supported architectures for Debian 11, so this release has the status of an unofficial Debian release. Pre-built assemblies and packages provided with a specially crafted graphical installer are currently only available for the i386 architecture. The NetInst installation images, CDs and DVDs, as well as an image for launching and virtualization systems are prepared for downloading. Ardor 6.9, a free sound editor intended for multi-channel marketing, processing, and mixing of sound, is released. Ardor provides a multi-track timeline and unlimited rollback level for the entire duration of working with a file, even after closing the program, and support for a variety of hardware interfaces. The code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Linux pre-built builds are available in Flatpak format. Debian GNU Linux 11.0 Bullseye is now available for 9 officially supported architectures, including all popular 32 and 64-bit chips, including Intel, AMD, and ARM. Updates for Debian 11 will be supported for 5 years. For AMD 64 and i386 architectures, Live USB has been developed, available with GNOME, KDE, LXDE, XFCE, Cinnamon, and Mate desktops, as well as a multi-architecture DVD that combines packages for the AMD 64 platform with add-on packages for the i386 architecture. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.